So let's
had a week of Sheva Brachas. So let's, and then went right into Hanukkah.
So let's try to go to the point. Now the thing is, what I want to do here was that we've been going on for the several weeks about this union of why Gilei Atzmus, why the Rebbe say the Gilei Atzmus is dafki in the Rebbe. So see them, Baruch Hashem, we take it always by Munah Pshuta. So here want to bring it out, question again, Avoda, translate itself in Avoda. So I'm going to do now, everything we discussed in the last few weeks, I'm going to bring it all together, we should all bring it to the point, for why how it affects our Avoda, the Gilei Atzmus, is dafki in the Metzius of the Rebbe. Okay, so let's go back to the very beginning. We're going through everything together will bring us to this conclusion. So we're going to go through all the points again. If you have the patience, good. If not, we'll have to stop in the middle. Okay, Gvaldi. So anyways, here goes. The first thing is we started off with the Nekuda that Chassidus always tells us, we always learn in Chassidus, that Matan Teira, the Gilei Lekus, was Memaila Lamata. Why would the Gilei Lekus Memaila Lamata? Obviously, it doesn't need too much explanation why Matan Teira, the Gilei Lekus, was Memaila Lamata, because Hashem gave the Teira. He made all the Koilus and Brokin. There was Gilei Yeshchin and all the Merkav, etc. All the Nifloys would be there by Matan Teira. So, of course, the Gilei Lekus by Matan Teira was Memaila Lamata. And that's why it came all from above. That's how it says it. It says it everywhere. Anyway, the Rebbe, nevertheless, in the Sikh of the Rebbe, which we quoted then, which is where the Rebbe says, by Matan Teira, the Kaleis HaNefesh from Yidden, by Matan Teira, says the Rebbe, was in their Pchire, the fact that they choose with such fervor to, they chose, and the Rebbe, this whole Nekut of the Sikha, the Rebbe's Masbi, the whole Nekut of the Sikha, so bring up this point, that the Pchire was from their own choice. Because this Pchira to commit themselves, to listen to the Seres, to follow the Seres Adibris, and to actually fulfill them, was with such fervor, that is why they had Kaleis and Nefesh. So even though we know everywhere, Matan Teira is, we're told, is Mefeiris Melmaila Lamata. Nevertheless, what did the Rebbe tell us by Matan Teira? Why, how were the Yidden affected by the Gilei Lekus? Came from them, the effect of Gilei Lekus on the Yidden was, came from within themselves, not from above. It came that they chose with such fervor to commit themselves to the Seres, to listen to the Seres Adibris. Hashem told them the Seres Adibris, and they accepted they're going to do it. They accepted it with such fervor, with such depth. That is why they had Kaleis and Nefesh from their own Pchira. This is what the Rebbe says. So what the Rebbe actually does here, he brings in, here we're talking about every time we always know Matan Torah as the revelation coming from above, and therefore would follow to say that the Yidden were consumed by the revelation from above, and that's why they had Kaleis and Nefesh. So the Rebbe comes and turns it around and tells us, no, the Kaleis and Nefesh came from their choice, individual free choice, that they chose to commit themselves to the Eibishter, and that is why they had Kaleis and Nefesh. So the Rebbe puts in the Bechira of Bnei Yisrael here by Matan Torah. So, to explain the idea of this, why did the Rebbe have to bring in this Nekuda of the Bechira of Yidden by Maimed from Matan Torah? So, because never this is following the general Mahalach of the Rebbe, that the Rebbe teaches us that Gilei Atzmus, we're talking about Matan Torah, Gilei Atzmus. So now we're talking about Gilei Atzmus in general. Gilei Atzmus, the Rebbe always explains us, is where in Teira v'Yisrael. What do they mean, Teira v'Yisrael? The Kima Teira mitzvah which Yidden do. Because Rashi, where did this come from? This comes from, where the Rebbe quotes always the first Rashi on the Teira, where Rashi says, B'reish Yisrael, Teira v'Yisrael, Kras v'Reish Yisrael, 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 Shini Kroim v'Reish Yisrael. And Rashi, so what did Rashi tell us? The whole world was created for Teira v'Yisrael. What do they mean, simply, when you say, Rashi, when you learn Rashi, Teira was created for Teira and Yisrael, what do they mean? The world was created for Teira and Yisrael. What does it mean? It means the world was created in order that we Yidden should keep Teira and Mitzvah. That's Poshta Pshat and Rashi, right? Comes Chassidus and tells us, you know, when we do Teira and Mitzvahs, it's not only the that it's not only related to this world. When you're learning Rashi, Rashi tells Ben Chomesh and Mikri, no, this world was created in order the Yidden should do Torah and Mitzvahs. Torah and Yisrael, that's why this world was created. Kam, the citizen, tells us something much higher. That when we do Torah and Mitzvahs, you should know you're not only affecting this world, you're being mamshich gilel akus from above till you have the you're being mamshich atzmas. Right? So when we learn citizens, how do we understand what is the big achievement of our Kima Teirah Mitzvahs? The fact we're Mamshech Elokus, we're Mamshech Atmos. Comes the Rebbe, and the Rebbe turns this round and explains us. What does it mean when Chassidus says that when you do Teirah Mitzvah, you're Mamshech Atmos? You should know that Atmos with your Mamshech is exactly what Rashi writes there in on the Teirah. What does Rashi write? Teirah Mitzvahs. Atmos is the Teirah Mitzvah that you are doing. In other words, once, just to explain that, we explain it always, where we have explained it many times in the past. Once upon a time, you tell a Yid that you're doing Teirah Mitzvahs, you are Mamshech Atzmus in your Teirah Mitzvahs. Your Teirah Mitzvahs itself is Atzmus. It's something which you could tell a Yid, a Yid couldn't align with it. Why? Because the Yid going through Golas, the Yid was doing Teirah Mitzvahs, he went through a hard time doing Teirah Mitzvahs, to tell him, you should know, this is Atzmus, which is something which wouldn't be, it's not, the normal mind wouldn't be able to accept it. So what did the Chassidus explain us? You should know when you're doing Teirah Mitzvahs, you're Mamshech Atzmus. When are you going to see Atzmus? La'osid Lobe. Comes the Rebbe and tells us, no, when you're doing Teirah Mitzvahs, that is Atzmus. Why did the Rebbe tell us? They'll tell this to us today, because in our times of the day, nowadays it's a time when we can actually come and see the result of Teirah Mitzvahs, how it affects the world. So now the Rebbe turns everything back on its head and goes back to the Posh Pshat of Rashi, what everything was created for Teirah Mitzvahs, and therefore the Rebbe puts into this Rashi, not only the world was created for Teirah Mitzvahs, but everything which is discussed in Chassidus about the Rukus, Hamshochas, Ha'atzmus, all of it, where is it? In this mitzvah, when I'm doing, in other words, what is Teirah Mitzvahs? When I, a Yid, does Teirah Mitzvahs, that is Atzmus. Now, just to explain this a bit more. Now, we must, let's just add this point. When Rebbe tells us that our Teirah Mitzvahs is Atzmus, yeah, what we're going to try to soon explain, we've explained it many times, but we'll soon explain soon what it means that this our Teirah Mitzvahs is Atzmus. But when Rebbe tells us Teirah Mitzvahs is Atzmus, we must understand that this means that when I learn Chassidus, and I learn about all the Madregas in Elokus, and I come to realize that Chassidus explains to me, you should know, above all these Madregas, there is a Mitzvah of Atzmus, right? So, that, the way the regular chassid will learn chassidus once upon a time, how would they identify with Atmos? By learning this maimer chassidus, and God, the chassidus was telling him how there's all these madregas, and about everything there is, this tachas, idea, shalene, the acha, the shlein, the above, everything, that is Atmos. That is how a chassid will once identify with Atmos. The Rebbe is telling us that Atmos is the tatum, this mitzvah, this, the fact that I, Yid, Yisrael, is doing a mitzvah, that is Atmos. So this Atzmus, which there is in my fulfillment of the mitzvah, is above anything I can envision about Atzmus through learning Chassidus. Because this is Atzmus itself, and this is my understanding about Atzmus. So here the Rebbe has brought down Atzmus on a level which is higher than anything we could ever understand from learning Chassidus regularly. The Rebbe has brought down this Atzmus where into this posh pshat of Rashi, what Rashi tells the Ben Chomesh Lemikra, they should know when you did that everything is for Teir of Yisrael, the Rebbe has put into this Rashi the whole Mitzvahs of Atzmus. Now, nevertheless, therefore, for this reason, this is why, once we come to this understanding, that when we're talking about Atzmus, it's something not which is way above there. It's not something which we're going to see in the future, but it's actually our act of doing Teir Mitzvahs. So it's actually the Atzmus is coming in through me, in my, through this, I choose, the fact that I choose to do Torah mitzvahs, that is Atzmus, Gilui Atzmus, as we'll soon see. Therefore, when it comes to Matan Torah, the Rebbe does the same thing. The Rebbe tells us, you know, Matan Torah, there was a fascinating Giluyim, Gilui Ashkina, Gilui Markova. So you may think that where were the great Gilui Elikus by Matan Torah? It was all of these Giluyim coming from above, all these Kolos and Brokim, all the fascinating things happening by Matan Torah. That was Gilui Atzmus. Come, the Rebbe tells you, where was Gilui Atzmus by Matan Torah? Well, the fact that Yidden chose to do Torah mitzvahs. In other words, the Rebbe is taking the same Atzmus which he's explaining to us about our avodah today, that we should realize that Atzmus is in our bechira to do Torah mitzvahs. That is Gilui Atzmus. So the Rebbe takes this and also places and explains it and takes it all the way back and explains that this is the way it was by Matan Torah. The Matan Torah, where was Gilui Atzmus? Yidden chose to do what Hashem said. That was Gilui Atzmus of Matan Torah. Nevertheless, even though Gilui Atzmus, the Rebbe explained that Gilui Atzmus by Matan Torah was in the Bechira of the Yidden, nevertheless, we always learn of Chassidus. And the Rebbe always says that by Matan Torah, the Gilui Elikus was Milmaila Lamata. If we say that Gilui Atzmus was by the Yidden choosing to do Torah mitzvahs, why do we say by Matan Torah, the Gilui Elikus was Milmaila Lamata? The Rebbe just said it is through our choice. Because by Matan Torah, the fact that Yidden chose to commit themselves to do Torah mitzvahs was all staged by Hashem. What do you mean it was staged by Hashem? Hashem took them out of Mitzrayim. He made all the nisim and flaws for them. They were standing in front of the Har Sinai. The friend of Har Sinai, they saw all these kolos and brokim. At that point, when they saw all these fascinating geluyim, that made it easier for them to come out with their own free choice to bring out their own free choice and to commit themselves to do Torah mitzvahs. In other words, even though the bottom line, where were the Gilui Atzmus by Matan Torah? Where were the Gilui Atzmus by Yidden by Matan Torah? Was in their choice to do the Torah mitzvahs. Nevertheless, by Matan Torah, there was a whole suitable arrangement which was made min haShamayim that allowed them to come up with this choice. Because of all these Giluim, that's why it was easy for them to come up with this choice. So therefore, the Gilui Atzmus was stuck in their choice to do Torah mitzvahs. But everything was staged milmaila from Hashem. So therefore, it is considered milmaila lamata. So the Nekuda what we have over here is, Siddur explains us, and this is the point we're trying to get to, that there's two ways of Gilui Elikus. One way of Gilui Elikus is, which is by Matan Torah, where the Gilui Elikus came from above. The other way of Gilui Elikus is going to happen with Meis HaMashiach, which is going to come from below, going to come from us. So the way we generally would understand it, there's two different types of Gilui, the Gilui Elikus is coming from two different directions. What the Rebbe is telling us, there's something behind all this, which comes before all of this. What is coming before all of this? That you should know that Yidden and the Eibishter are shutfim. What do they mean shutfim? Just like shutf is the two individual partners, and they come together because of each one, they come together because of their own individual choice. That's how they come together. Yidden and Eibishter are also shutfim. Therefore, when Yidden and Eibishter come together, it's always with a free choice, individual choice of the Yid. Now, once you understand that every interaction between a Yid and the Eibishter is always coming from the free choice of the Yid. Because what is the underlying connection between a Yid and the Eibishter is the fact they're shutfim, the partners. So therefore, any relationship between the Eibishter and the Yid is always from the Yid's free choice. Once we have understand this base, that it's always coming from the Yid's free choice, here you already have two ways how this free choice surfaced. There's one way it can surface by Matan Torah, that Hashem staged everything, that the Yid should be able to come up with a free choice. So that would be Mamayla Mata. And there's another way, which is going to be Meis HaMashiach, when Hashem is not going to stage it, the Yid are going to come from their own work to do Torah mitzvahs. But the underlying principle that everything goes with the free individual choice of Yidden, that goes across the board everywhere. That is something that's understood by Mendel. Yeah. Fine. So now What is the disadvantage by Matan Torah? Because Matan Torah, even though there was all the Gilui of Elokus, and he also chose to commit himself to the Eibishter, nevertheless, this was not the Shleimus Hagilui of Torah and Yisrael. That again, we're going back to the point we said before, the Rebbe tells us that Torah and Yisrael, that's Gilui Atzmus. The Shleimus of Torah and Yisrael was not there by Matan Torah. Even though the Cheder, you had the Matan Torah, the Yidden committed himself to the Eibishter, so you had Yidden committing themselves to the Torah. There was a full commitment. So the Cheder you have there, the Shleimus, you have the Gilui Atzmus of Torah and Yisrael. Nevertheless, by Matan Torah was not the Shleimus of Gilui. Why was it not the Shleimus of Gilui of Matan Torah? Because that by Matan Torah, Yisrael, based on the same thinking what we said before, the choice, the fact that he didn't commit himself to the Torah was not the natural situation of a Yid that it always was. It was a situation that was created by Hashem, that Hashem brought them before Har Sinai, showed them all the Giluim, and therefore they chose. So therefore, the fact that Torah and Yisrael, the connection of the Yidden to the Torah, their commitment to the Torah, was not the full sense of Yidden, of the full commitment, in the full sense of a Yidden, that Yidden always normally is. That is why we see after what happened after Matan Torah. As soon as Matan Torah, the Hashem went, all the excitement of Matan Torah passed over. What did Yidden do? They went and sinned with the eagle. Why? Because the whole involvement of the Yidden in Matan Torah, the beginning of Matan Torah, was all supported by the help of Hashem, by staging the whole scenery of Matan Torah. So therefore, the commitment, the connection of the Yidden to the Torah then was not in its fullest sense. Whereas in Yemei Mashiach, what's going to happen in Yemei Mashiach? Yemei Mashiach is going to be just the opposite. Yidden are not going to be next to a Har Sinai, and Hashem is going to be Mimgalad to them Elokus. On the contrary, Yidden are going to find themselves in all the different ends, all the different places of Golas, and there they're going to be going through all the challenges of Golas, and etc., etc. And there, Yidden are going to come to realize that this is that we will explain this in previous shurim. They're going to come to realize how the whole going on of Golas, everything, all the different things they've gone through in Golas, how it's the Teva of Golas actually is being led in a way of the Milam Teva. They will come to realize, and therefore, when the Yidden come to realize that this Golas, the Teva of Golas itself, that means the Mitzvahs of Olam Hazan itself, actually is being led by the Eibishter in a way of Chibur of Hopchim, of the Eibishter taking the Teva of Golas and bringing the Teva of Golas to do things which are against the Teva. Therefore, Yidden will come to recognize the Eibishter. So then, by Moshe Mashiach, there will be the Shleimus, the true commitment of Yisrael to Torah, because they're going to be committing to themselves to the Torah when they're in the world, in the normal situation of Yisrael, how they are in the world. So that will be the true commitment of Yidden to the Torah, and that's why, by Matan Torah, we'll have the Shleimus Gilui Atzmus, but therefore, by Moshe Mashiach, we'll have the Shleimus Gilui Atzmus more than what was by Matan Torah. Matan Torah, now, This is what we explained in the previously, and now we also explained this. Obviously, it's going everything which we've already done. We also explained that the fact how do Yidden come to realize in Golas the union of Chibur Hopkum, to realize how the Teva of Golas is actually working Lamayim at Teva. So there's two ways. The simple way is what we said, that we're going through the whole history of Golas. This will show everyone knows the fact that Yidden is still alive, the fact that we're still keeping Torah and Mitzvah, etc., shows that with all the suffering of Golas, this suffering itself has kept us in a way and kept us alive and kept us to survive and kept us with our commitment to Torah and Mitzvah. So we see how the Teva of Golas itself is actually working in a way against the normal and the nature of the Teva, that the Yidden should stay steadfast with Torah and Mitzvahs. That's one thing. But then the Iker is, and the fact in our days, it's all things that we explained this previously, which the fact in our days that we Yidden can keep Torah and Mitzvahs without, and can do anything, we can do it without any hindrance for going, we can do Torah and Mitzvahs without any hindrance of going, that is itself a Chibur HaHopkum. This is what we explained in the past. According to the Rambam, the fact that Yidden should be able to keep freely Torah and Mitzvahs, keep cheap Torah mitzvahs freely in Zman HaGolus is something which in the whole Musa of the Rambam doesn't exist. There is no such a thing. The situation where we are living today in this generation, that we can do Torah mitzvahs with no HaGolus in Zman HaGolus, is happened the whole mitzvahs of Teva according to the Rambam. So this is what we see today. The Teva itself is conducting itself in a way of a Lamayim Teva. So here is where we come to see the Chibur HaHoptim in Zman HaGolus. So now, according to this, we explained how what the Rebbe says that the scholars of Gula in our days will not be a chiddush. Just to take the, you with me still? Just to take the strongest example, when you say the Rebbe is telling us the seventh century is going to go in one moment to Yerushalayim, in Yerushalayim. To Yerushalayim, which this is possibly, you know, Kippur HaHoptim, the Semper Semti, should be able to be terrifying, being in Yerushalayim, and the way the Rebbe explains it, with all the Batei Knesset, with all the Batei Chabad, and all the private houses which are made Batei Chabad, and with all the, with the Tchis and Mesim of all the Yidden from all the generations, etc., etc., it's all going to happen in one second. We're all going to find ourselves in Beis HaMikdash, Shlishi, Yerushalayim, Bekedesh HaKotcha, etc., etc. All of these things are Mamash Inyan of Kippur HaHoptim. So, and the Rebbe said, this is all not going to be a Chiddush. So, how, what do they mean? The Rebbe is saying this is not going to be a chiddush. This is the most astounding chiddush, something which is unimaginable, b'chlal. And here the Rebbe is telling us it's not going to be a chiddush. So what we explained is that, we explained like you have in Igeres HaKedush, Alter Rebbe writes that the mitzias of Yesh and Nivra, the fact that we feel ourselves a Yesh, we feel that we're an independent existence, we don't feel that we're created by the Eibishter. The fact that we have such a feeling, our hergish hayesh, that we feel ourselves as a yesh, that is coming where from Atzmus Muhus. So the only person, the only force, koyach, which could create a mitzius and nivra, who should feel himself as a dependent yesh, is only the Eibishter, because he is mitzius and Atzmus, so he can create a nivra who should feel that he is mitzius and Atzmus. Now, even though the Alter Rebbe is telling us that the mitzius and yesh of the nivra is coming from Atzmus Muhus, nevertheless, we all, and why? There's no other way we can understand this, that how can be a Mitzis, a Nivra, should feel himself as an independent Yesh. The only way it can happen, don't through the Koyach of Atzmus Muhus. Nevertheless, when we feel ourselves as a Yesh, we feel everything around us as being a Yesh, we have no issue with it at all. We take it as a poshta thing. It doesn't even require explanation. To say that this requires explanation why I feel myself as a yesh, it makes full sense to me that I feel myself as a yesh. The fact I feel this as a yesh, it makes also full sense to me. With that, we don't have to explain it. So why is it, even though Alter Rebbe says it makes no sense at all, and only comes from Atzmus Muhus, so Hasbara in this is very poshut, because anything which is a fact of reality, the seichel aligns with it automatically. The seichel aligns with but something which is a fact of reality does not require explanation. So the fact that this is a yesh, I'm a yesh, doesn't require explanation. I myself accept it and doesn't even question it to the first place. And therefore, we all feel ourselves as being a yesh without any trouble at all, even though it's coming from the koyach of Atzmus. The same thing we can understand the gate to seventh century going up to Yerushalayim. But even though seventh century going up to Yerushalayim is Chibur HaHoptim Mamish, is the most astounding. It's the most astounding thing that can happen. It's unimaginable. Nevertheless, once 770 will go to Yerushalayim, yeah, it'll be a fact of reality. You should know 770 has gone to Yerushalayim. You should know all the Mason are now alive. You should know all of these things. It's going to be a fact of routine reality. Once it comes a fact of routine reality, we'll identify with it and we'll accept it just as we accept anything that's existing now in Olam Hazeh. Any yesh we accept, we'll accept all of these things which will happen by the status of Yom HaMashiach. But that will be after everything will already happen. No problem. Here the Rebbe is telling us that the good is not going to be a chiddush, meaning that it's not going to be a chiddush according to us, in comparison to our situation today, it's not going to be a chiddush. Now, we're still in Golos. What do they mean when the Rebbe tells us that this is not going to be a chiddush according to our situation today? So the hasbara in this is, like we've explained many times, because when we look into the Metzius of Golos, the way the Rebbe explains us, that the Metzius of Golos today, the Teva of Golos is today Chibur HaHoptim. Once I realize that the Teva of Golos today is Chibur HaHoptim, so if I realize the Teva of Golos is Chibur HaHoptim, What's the big deal? Maybe we should make another Chippur HaHapa, which should take 770 to Yerushalayim. So that's what the Rebbe is saying. Once we identify with the Gilui of Chippur HaHapa, the Gilui of Atzmus from Hus, which already is in Metzius HaGolus as it is today, any further revelation of the Gula is not a Chiddush at all. Now, what does it mean that we should now, just to further explain the fact, are you ready? Can I continue? tell me to stop. I'm going to continue. So what did it mean now? Now let's just to understand better when we say that we can recognize today the Chibur HaHopkin, which is in the current situation of Golas. Basically, what it means, just to understand it in simpler words, it means to recognize that every Yid should recognize. Just to come to realize that you should know there's reality. The world is this world. The world is this. Is this? There's many things of reality. The world is a real world. Yeah. You should, but there's something else. What is it? That's Torah. However real this world is, Torah is more real. That means something. What the Torah said, that goes. So once upon a time, to tell a Yid, you should know that what Torah said, that's what goes. It was someone who was a chosid, who committed to Torah mitzvahs, he would be able to accept that. His emunah was very strong, etc., etc. But the regular Yid is living in this world, for him to tell him, you should know that however much this is real, Torah is more real, and I can actually see it in Eilam HaZeh Gashmi. He couldn't see it in Eilam HaZeh Gashmi because there were so many things going around in the world which contradicted the Torah mitzvahs then. And nowadays, the Rebbe says, what we see today, we can see how the Torah mitzvahs is more real than the mitzvahs of the world. So when we say that every Yid should come to realize the Chibur HaHopkin, which there is today, what it basically means, every Yid should come to realize what the Torah says, what Yiddishkeit says, is more true than the reality that I see today. However true the reality I see is, however real it is, Torah can override it. Whatever the Torah said, that's what goes. That is basically what it means when we say that Yid should come to realize the Chibur HaHopkin of today, meaning you should come to realize that Torah says that what Torah says, that's what goes. Despite when there's many, many interferences from Baal HaMizrach Gashmi, the Torah says something, the Torah's way will always override, or will always prevail. That's what it means that to come to see the Chibur HaHopkin, that this we can see how Torah always prevails in this world, is something we can realistically see today. The other point is, which you mentioned, that how do we establish that something is a fact of reality? There's two ways of establishing it. One way is, when I see it or feel it, I know it's a fact of reality. That's a simple way. There's another way of establishing a fact of reality. When everyone in the world is going to say, you know, water goes up, you pour it in the cup, it's going to go up. If every person in the world, and it's one day, every person comes up with this opinion, water goes up, if everyone from every direction is going to say it, it's going to be then a fact of reality. When every year in this world, walking in the street is going to sort of suddenly dawn upon him this message, which the Rebbe has been telling us. You should know the world in today, the reality of the world today is, we see how Chibur HaHopkin, we see how the Torah affects the world. We can see that when every Yid will dawn on him this truth, that will be a common understanding that about the Chibur HaHopkin, which there is in Zman HaGolus. That will be then, at that point, this understanding of Chibur HaHopkin, what the Torah says is true, is going to come a fact of reality, and that because every Yid came to realize this. And this is what the Rebbe is saying. There's no reason why that any Yid, regardless of his the level of his knowledge of Yiddishkeit, however much he knows, it doesn't make a difference. The fact that Torah is true is something which every Yid can see today, which once upon a time wasn't so visible. So therefore, every Yid should sort of wake up to this reality that the Torah is true. When every Yid wakes up to this reality that the Torah is true, you have the Gilui Atzmus of Matan Torah repeated again. Because every Yid is realized that the Torah is true. The only difference is when Gilui Atzmus of Matan Torah was when Yidden was standing in a specific situation which the Abish had staged. Whereas Gilui Atzmus now, when every Yid comes to realize that the Torah said is true, in our days will be when the Yidden will be in every part and every corner of the world, so that the identification of the Yid with the Torah will be coming from the materials of this world when the Yidden are in this world. So therefore the Gilui Atzmus will be in the materials of this world. Once you have the Gilui Atzmus, an established fact, but the fact that all Yidden come to One day, all of a sudden, all of every kid walking in the streets, all of a sudden going to realize, hey, this is what the Babich Rebbe says is true. With that, we'll have the Gilei Atzmus. Once every kid, there comes a fact of reality, from that, the seventh century should go to Yerush Time. It's not a Chiddush, because it's established fact of reality, what Torah says is true. So what's the big deal that seventh century should go to Yerush Time? So now, and what is, okay, this is the Nekuda, what we explained in the past. Now, if you want, I can continue to go with what I wanted to add today. So let's go. I'm going to push it anyways. So the Shaila is like this. He was trying to say that every Yid, this is what we repeated several times already, that every Yid walking in the street today, it's all of a sudden the gila of Gula. What? How is the gila of the Gula going to be today? Is going to be not as we always telling ourselves. It's going to be some revelation of above, because the Rebbe told us all the revelation of above has already happened. It's going to be coming from our Bechira, just like Matan Torah. So, what is the Gila of the Gula going to be? That every Gid, me, Nachum Strux, walking today, one day in the street, and you, Mendel, thus, we all realize, it's Taka, the Rebbe says it's so real. And that awareness is going to come across for every Gid, by every Gid, which this awareness, the Rebbe says, should have already been many years ago. And for some reason, because it's so clearly in this world, because we haven't identified with it. Some reason, all of a sudden, it's going to click upon all of us, and that will be the scholars of Gula, because that will be the Shlemus Gilei Atzmus, and when we come to recognize with the Eibishter when we're in this mitzvah of this world. But the Shaila is, let's say this is all wonderful and all true, but the question is, all of us walking in the street, especially those who don't even know how to know what Yiddishkeit is, let's say they'll recognize on their level, whatever they know about Yiddishkeit, and let's say Yiddishkeit means giving charity. They'll say that the Yiddish idea, the Yiddish understanding of giving charity is true. Whatever they will understand that they're under, whatever they know about the Torah, they will come to realize it's true. Whatever they know about the mitzvahs of the Rebbe, they will come to realize that is true. That would be Gilei Atzmus. Okay, but would all these people, when they come to realize this is true, will they really want the continued the development of the Gula? Will they want to go to Eretz Yisrael? Would they want to have all the shleimus kima Torah and mitzvahs? And especially, let's take in account that when we go to Eretz Yisrael, we're going to have shleimus kima Torah and mitzvahs, and we're going to look back at ourselves, how we were conducting ourselves before with Yodi Inish Benafshe. The fact that the Gula is going to come here, and especially the way we always explain it, that the Gula is going to come all through our Veda. So we're going to have this scholars of Gula. I'm going to look back to myself. How much was I in line with the Gula? How much was I in line with Avodas Hashem? Will I really want, fully want, be? Will I embrace the Gula with full love? I may fear the Gula, because the whole truth of my own Hoggah is going to come up, etc., etc. So why is it so taken for granted that every Yid is going to come to realize the truth of the Rebbe, then you're going to have the scholars of Gula? Yeah, they may come to realize the truth, but they may fear the truth. Why is the Rebbe taking it so partial that so why was it so obvious that the process of Gula will continue to follow? See, here's the Nekudah which you want to get to. The Nekudah is that once every, the Nekudi is, when everyone, let's say we come to recognize that the truth of what the Rebbe says, that you know that God was today's Chibara Hopchim, and we're going to read the Torah, whatever the Torah says is true, we're going to come to realize that. There any progress in the development of the Gula is going to come from me. What do they mean? When I realize what the Rebbe says is true, I'm going to, for my own initiative, going to start advancing forward to the Gula. I'm going to commit myself to Torah mitzvahs. Not only I'm going to commit myself. The Gemara says in Masechet Tainis, that in Moshe Mashiach, what's going to happen? Tzaddikim are going to show each other, they're going to show with a finger on the Eibishter, and they show each other, this is the Eibishter. They're going to show each, and the Rebbe goes to explain why each Tzaddik has his own understanding about the Eibishter, and he's going to share his understanding about the Eibishter to his fellow tzaddik, and that's why each one is going to point to the Eibishter. When we come to realize, when this day happens, the scholars of Gula, we're all walking in the street, and all of a sudden it clicks to us, I didn't ever realize how true the Rebbe has been telling us, and now I realize how true it is. The next thing which happens is, let's say I meet a friend, I'm going to try to explain him this Nekuda, which is whose Chiddush is going to be coming my Chiddush. I have a new understanding of the Rebbe. And any progress which I'm going to be making towards the gula is all going to be my chiddush. Yeah, it's going to be my. It's all coming from me. This is a very important nakuda. Remember, the idea of shutvus is that nothing is imposed by the other person. It's coming from me. So when it means that the gula, that from our understanding, we're going to come to realize the truth of the Rebbe. We're going to come to realize in kudav chippa hopchim. Any advancement to the gula is going to be coming from our individual choice. My relationship to the gula is going to come to me as my achievement. I'm not something which is showered upon me. If the gula would be something showered upon me, I would say to myself, look, I'm not ready for it. Look where I was. Here is going to be me doing it. I'm going to be very proud of my accomplishment. This is also the vote that Rebbe says. They didn't today have done tshuva. And what's the vote today? Only to bring the gula. Kabbalah of Malchus, to bring the gula. What's the vote? Once, nowadays, I have faults here, there. I have many, many, many faults. I'm full of faults. This goddess of gula is going to come. I'm going to realize all my faults of the past. I'm going to realize how terrible it was. Nevertheless, what's going to happen here by this goddess of gula? I'm going to feel me as a person who has failed in so much areas. Because of my failings, I'm going to have my individual appreciation for the gula, my individual accomplishment as a person who has failed in actually bringing the gula. And therefore, all my failures of the past are going to create my individual connection in bringing the gula. So what is going to be my failures of the past is going to be my image in bringing the gula. So why I won't have to do tshuva on those failures, because my commitment to the gula is going to be driven by those failures. I will never do those failures again, because these failures are going to be committing me to bring the gula. So the nakuda is the gula, the gile atzmus, is going to be the individual achievement. We talk about gile atzmus again. We always understand Gilei Atzmus. Gilei Atzmus is the highest thing. If anything comes from above, the Chiddush Atzmus definitely comes from above. So the Nekudah is just Mefeirish not. Gilei Atzmus means that I'm going to feel that I bring the Gula from my own achievement. That is Gilei Atzmus. Now let's go back. Let's go back here. Where do I get this insight that I, as an individual person, am going to bring this Gula? Where am I going to get this feeling from? This is coming from the Rebbe. The Rebbe is the one that told us the way we always understood the Gula is. We understood the Gula as something coming from above. Here that comes the Rebbe and tells us the whole avodah of bringing the Gula is l'hovin yemeis HaMashiach. It's coming from our individual achievement. So when I see myself as bringing the Gula, how am I going to see myself as bringing the Gula? I'm going to be emulating everything I saw in the Rebbe. So the Gilei Atzmus, which I see in myself as bringing the Gula, is going to be stemming from what I see in the Rebbe. So Gilei Atzmus is going to be from the Rebbe. Now this Gilei Atzmus is coming from the Rebbe. It's not only going to be negated to my Avodah, it's also going to be in the Metzius of the world. But to go through this very shortly, we said last week when we say that light, that's the darkness is going to come into light, that means what it means, the darkness as it is today is going to be the same darkness. It's just we with our Avodah are going to be able to function in this darkness better than we can function in light, because light, darkness has certain advantages. So therefore, again, because everything, darkness turning into light, or anything which is going to happen in the gula, it's all coming from our Avodah. So therefore, in everywhere we see, when we see darkness turning into night, which that is Chibur HaHopkim, that's Gilei Atzmus, where we're going to see it, we're going to see it as it is affected through our Avodah, meaning as it is affected by the Rebbe through us. So it's all going to be through the Metzius of the Rebbe. Okay, this is basically it. I hope it is understood. And we'll stop over here. Okay. I hope it's fine.